Would you send thousands of pounds to a complete stranger who emailed you with an invitation to join in a fraud? Hundreds of people do, and millions of pounds are stolen from them each year in what are called 419 scams, after a part of the Nigerian penal code. Most of these scammers, as they're called, are based in West Africa, but now, as Dan Damon reports, a group of volunteers in this country is fighting back.
This is the kind of email millions of people get every day.
Dear sir or madam, I am fine today, and how are you? I am Prince Joe Ebo, the chairman of the Contract Award Committee of the Nigeria Delta Development Commission, NDDC.
Either it's a trunk full of cash deposited by a now deceased dictator or siphoned off oil revenue.
The estimated annual revenue for 1999 was $45 billion.
All you have to do to get a big share is give the emailer details of your bank account and overlook the fact that it's dodgy money, of course.
We can transfer the $25 million which you will be holding in trust for us until we come to your country for our share.
Once you're hooked, you're asked to pay a fee to the bank or vault holding the cash. A few thousand dollars, but what's that if you're in line for millions? Of course, you'd never see any return. You would become one of the many hundreds who've been taken in by these 419 scams, as they're called, after the Nigerian penal code. Now, someone is fighting back.
I get maybe 7 or 8 emails a week from victims who've already sent money. We gather that, on average, from the US alone, they're managing to deprive US citizens of over $200 million a year.
This is Mike. He asked us not to use his full name because he's dealing with some heavy cross-border criminals. Mike runs 419eater.com, a group of volunteers who bite back. He told me about how he'd baited the writer of the email you heard earlier, Prince Joe Ebo.
Prince Joe Ebo, I'm fairly sure, isn't a prince at all. He contacted me basically with the standard 419 sort of scam. I tried to turn it round to say, I actually work for a church. We can't do any business with people who are not of our faith.
Here's what happened when Mike sent a response in the name of Father Hector Barnett of the Church of the Painted Breast.
Dear sir, I would dearly love to help you. If you ever decide to join our faith, then of course I could help you, both with my experience and financial support. I wish you well in your endeavour, my brother.
Now, I knew the guy would write back and say, well, can I join your faith? And indeed he did.
Dear Father Hector, if joining your faith is what it takes to help me, of course, I'm ready to join you. I am from a good Christian family. I will do anything you want me to do for the faith. Don't forget that I have to transfer the money to your account as urgently as possible. Send me your account details. I hope to read your email soon.
Our ministry was founded in 1774 by a wonderful lady by the name of Betsy Carrington. She was the first person, male or female, to promote Christian texts and beliefs to the Maasai warrior tribe. The most famous account is when, as a test, she had to remove the top part of her clothes and paint the top half of her body and breast with a red Maasai war paint. She was almost immediately accepted by them and was one of the most trusted Westerners known at the time.
And the terms for joining our faith were to fill in an induction form and actually have a photograph of himself taken with his left breast painted with a red circle. He duly did that, no problems at all.
Dear Brother Hector, I want to thank the Almighty God himself for the opportunity I have to be a member of this great church, the Holy Church of the Painted Breast. I'm looking forward to establishing a branch of the church here, but I would like us to finish everything about the business proposal, which I sent you earlier.
After he'd been inducted to the church, he then tried to hit me for processing fees for transferring X amount of millions. I told him the church did have a fund. To actually withdraw from this fund, there was an $80 fee. And unfortunately, being a poor churchman, I couldn't afford this fee. So Mr. Ebo eventually agreed to actually send me the $80 fee in cash via DHL, which he duly did.
In a birthday card?
Indeed he did, in a birthday card with a nice letter of thanks. That bait is still ongoing. He's still expecting $18,000 in fees from me at the moment.
Although not from Father Hector Barnett. He's now left the church.
Dear Joe, this is your good friend Hector Barnett. I will explain what has happened. I have been troubled recently after the death of a dear friend of mine, Minnie Mouse. She was a very, very dear friend indeed, and her death affected me greatly and started to make me question my faith. I have decided to leave the church and join a travelling circus. I have already made two very good friends, and tomorrow...
Dan Damon reporting, and we can reveal that Prince Joe is still in correspondence with the Church of the Painted Breast.